Hey, good morning, Saints, Patriots, Fritzburg, and BloodandFaith.com. Early in the morning, 13 October 2021. God is good. God is faithful. He's going to do what He's going to do. The privilege of life is to be able to be there with Him when He does it and not stand aside and let somebody else do it. So I encourage one and all to figure out what God's called them to do in life and go forth and do it. Met a man the other day, and a man that has limited resources, and he's out there doing what God's called him to do. He's out there preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, you know, testimony to me. What a testimony to me. He's not waiting around until he has in the right position or has the right resources or the timing is right or, whatever it is. He's out there moving ahead, being faithful to the call, being faithful to do what God has called him to do, and let God bring the resources to him instead of waiting around until it's just right. Because it's never just right. It's never just right. Life is never just right. You never have enough. I remember when we had our first child. Trust me on this. The finances were not just right. It was a long cry from that. Anybody in their right mind said, what are you doing having a kid right now under your current financial circumstances? But we did, and it was the greatest thing we ever did. Don't wait until things are perfect. Figure out what you're supposed to do and go do it. I've tried to do that with bloodandfaith.com. I've got limited means. But you know what? There's a lot more than the guy down the road's got. A lot more. A lot less than the guy up the road, but a lot more than the guy down the road. And I've told my children over the years, anytime you feel sorry for yourself, you walk on down to Walmart, 4:30 in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you go spend 20 minutes there. Walk up and down the aisles and look at the people that are in there. And then come back, and you can cry on my shoulder and tell me how sorry you feel for yourself. There's men and women in there that they've just got the short end of the stick, and it's not always from bad decisions they've made. It could very well have been from bad decisions other people have made. Is this fair? Doesn't matter if it's fair or not. That's the way it is. A long time ago, there was a comic strip called The Born Loser, and every once in a while, I really think about that guy. It's just a little comic, and it doesn't matter what the guy does. He comes up. It comes up with nothing. Best of intentions, right timing, right answer, right solution, and it just goes backwards. People have lives like that. And it doesn't always have to do with bad choices they've made. May have nothing to do with bad choices they made. And Jesus Christ talked about it too. Talked about the blind man, the guy that was blind from birth. And he says, who sinned, him or his mother? Jesus said, neither. This is done for the glory of God. And then there's a group of men that upon whom fell the Tower of Siloam. And he says, were they sinners? And Jesus said, there weren't any sinners worse than you. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. And we know that over and over and over in the scriptures. What did those babies deserve that were born within 2 years of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago? What did they do? What did their mothers do? What did their mothers do to deserve the killing of their male child? What did they do to deserve that? All they did is have a kid, trying to be faithful, be a mom. And the king, King Herod, went and slaughtered their kids. What did those kids or the mothers do? Nothing. What did Jesus Christ do to be tortured to death, murdered by the Jews? What did he do to deserve that? He did nothing. Nothing deserving of death. Go read the story of Paul. He says, 39 times I've been beaten and on and on and on. Received the lashes from the Jews and shipwrecked and stoned. What did Mary do to deserve watching her son be crucified? And over and over and over in the scriptures, you've got good people where bad things happen to them. Now, I know this is a little dark for the morning, but sometimes bad things happen to good people. I don't have an explanation for that, but I know from the Holy Scripture that indeed they do. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Go read the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Look at the Christians that were sawn in two. Sawn in two. Look at the Christians that end up being burnt at the stake. Burned alive. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. And sometimes it's the circumstances of life. Some people are born physically different than other people. Some people, their parents made choices that can never be rectified in this life that affected them. Other people did things to them that, you know, there's no way out of that. It's like the guy that comes back from the war in the Middle East and he's only got one leg. Yeah, there's no way out of that. You got one leg. Sure, prosthetics, whatever, but you know what? You still got one leg. And, you know, this is the way it is. And it's okay. It's okay. We have to look to our Maker and trust in Him and depend in Him. And if you want justice, brother, you'll get justice. You will get justice. At the final day, on the judgment day, every one of us gets justice. So I'm not mad when the evil people do evil. I'm mad for the sake of the innocent. I'm truly angry for the sake of the innocent. But I have no worries about whether or not those people are going to get what's just. Jesus Christ was very passionate about it as well. He says, better that that man ties a big stone around his neck and jumps into the sea than you touch these little ones. Jesus Christ was more passionate about it, and he's the judge. So for the child molesters, rapists, murderers, they're going to get theirs. And I don't say that with glee, but listen, I'm telling you what, God, I fear God because hopefully I'm end up on the right side of all that stuff. And for the rich and the wealthy and the powerful that are enjoying their lives, go read Jesus Christ. Talks about the rich man and Lazarus. And the rich man ends up in hell. Lazarus ends up in heaven. And the words of the rich man was, look, you enjoyed your life. You had a great life. Couldn't be bothered with Lazarus, but you had a great life. Lazarus was so bad off that even the dogs were licking his sores. And so it all... There is justice in the end. There is always justice in the end. And, you know, when the kids go through grade school and junior high school and high school, and they're taught that all of this is a bunch of malarkey, it makes it a worse world that we live in. The end result is it's an even worse world. And any attempts to suppress the gospel of Jesus Christ, to undermine the gospel of Jesus Christ, to keep the gospel of Jesus Christ out of our public schools, out of the public sphere. That's the crime against humanity. That's the crime against humanity right there. The efforts of the seed of the serpent to expunge the gospel of Jesus Christ from the public sphere. That's the crime against humanity right there. And that's child abuse. It's heartbreaking. And the goal of a Christian nation is that the gospel of Jesus Christ would be present at every front, would be present in all of our lives, present in public, present in private, present in our schools and our universities and our laws and our courts and our legislatures, that we would worship Jesus Christ as the King of our nation, as the King of our nation. And for the Antichrist, for the seed of the serpent, they can pound sand. My concern is not with what the enemies of Jesus Christ want. That's not my concern. I don't owe them deference. We don't live in the neutral zone, like I said the other day on a podcast. All right, that's good. Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com, out for now.